Before Margaritaville, there was Come Monday, and it's been a good ride on 2.43 hit songs. You had a lot more than I did. Ninny, ninny. But anyway, I always remember this song because it was the one that I made enough money to buy my first Boston Whaler 13.6 boat with. And they just kept getting bigger. Boats will do that. And anyway, I remember being in I was in London in the Hilton Hotel in London. God knows what I was doing over there. And all of a sudden it came on the radio. I was buying a pair of socks to go to some function that I had to have socks. That's hard for me because shoes are a big problem. Socks are just like, that's a starter kit for shoes.
What?
I haven't even had a drink yet, so I should change that right now.
This is
bartender.
It's new stuff. I've known you a long time. I never heard that one before.
Well, I'm inspired by this wonderful audience. I am. Don't give up secrets like that, please. Anyway, this song has run a good course, I would say the best, and I enjoyed writing it, and I enjoyed performing it every night, and I enjoy hearing stories about people who love this song and actually have created children to this song, and I'd love nothing better than you raising your children on this music. Thank you. I'm on the reality that I'm not on the front nine anymore here, you know. So I love every day when we get to do this. So here's a little Come Monday for those who love this song. Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I never was meant for glitter, rock and roll. Honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing so. But come Monday, it'll be all. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown alley. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent a car and a westbound train. And now you're off on vacation. Some things are hard to explain. Yes, it's I love you so. That's the reason we just had to go. But come Monday, it'll be all. What do we have here? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dan. I have to have courage to play twice as many strings here. That was good. We're testing the fine rosés of Australia tonight. And this is a wine tasting, and none of you are invited. It's great.